cry for me, Argentina. The truth is I never left you.
Save the date, January 7th. That's when Patti LuPone, the Broadway actress and singer known for her Tony Award-winning performance as Eva Perón in the 1979 stage musical Evita, will be in New Orleans for an intimate evening of song. LuPone has fond memories of New Orleans dating back to the mid-70s when she was a member of John Houseman's acting company. She remembers arriving in the city just before Mardi Gras one year, and her group somehow managed to join a marching band during a parade.
And we made up the back line of the New Orleans High School marching band. And there were about however many abreast were in that marching band, that's how many there were of us. So we looked like we could have been the booster club. And then we figured out their routines, and we marched with them in the parade. I don't even know how far we marched, but we had a ball. That was my first trip to New Orleans. And then I have friends now who have a little apartment in the French Quarter. And then I shot a film down there just recently, Parker. So I've been down there maybe three times. Not enough.
The excitement and joy of those impromptu encounters will once again be a part of LuPone's local experience as she kicks off the first Broadway at NOCA, the New Orleans Center for Creative Arts concert series, presented by Mark Cortali. LuPone says the evening, anchored by Sirius XM radio host and pianist Seth Rudetsky, will be as much of a surprise to her as it will be for audiences.
Because it's all in Seth Rudetsky's mind. He recounts my career, basically. But the songs I'm going to sing will be up to him. You know, I will talk and tell stories, and he'll ask me questions about a certain role, and then all of a sudden he'll say, let's sing that song. I don't really know what he's going to do until he asks me to do it.
LuPone grew up in New York on Long Island, the daughter of educators who thought she would follow in their footsteps. She is the great-grandniece of the legendary 19th-century coloratura soprano Adelina Patti, who made her New Orleans debut in Donizetti's Lucia de Lammermoor in the 1860s at the French Opera House. Patti LuPone, named for her great-grandaunt, says she knew at an early age that she, too, was destined for the stage.
4 years old, I was tap dancing in a recital on the stage of the only elementary school in my hometown, and I just fell in love with the audience. And it's a moment I can recall to this day. You know, it was an awakening, and I never looked back. When I was growing up on Long Island, it was very rural. It was a fishing village. Primary occupation was clamming in the summertime. And there were potato fields and horse farms and one elementary school, one junior high, one high school. Of course, while I was growing up, Suffolk County, where I'm from, became the fastest growing community in the country. But while I was growing up, it was very rural. New York was, you know, relatively far away. And we got our entertainment through records. You know, my mom loved to listen to opera, and she actually went to the opera quite a bit, to the old Metropolitan Opera House. My dad listened to jazz. I listened to rock and roll, but we always had a show album because back when I was growing up, there were no, you know, magazines at the checkout counter at the local supermarket, there were albums. And Ed Sullivan had a series, Ed Sullivan Presents. And Ed Sullivan would present Kiss Me Kate, some with the original cast, some with secondary, you know, cast. You could buy them for $1. And so mom just would buy all of these. Ed Sullivan Presents Kiss Me Kate, Roberta, Guys and Dolls, Wonderful Town. And we'd go home and put them on the record player, and I would listen to them and act out particular songs. And it's just something that I was bit at a very early age and never looked back.
LuPone, a Juilliard graduate, went on to win two Tony Awards, one for her role in Evita, the other for Gypsy, which she says were very difficult roles. Of Evita, she says,
the singing was the impossible part. It was very difficult. It's very difficult to stage anybody that attempts it. It's written in what is called the passaggio in a woman's voice, which is the weakest part of the voice, and that's where the high notes sit. So it's a little, you know, that's a lot of fear. And, you know, you can ruin your voice singing that role.
You almost did.
I almost did. I did not, and I only got stronger, thank God.
And Gypsy.
Well, that was hard, too, because I was at least 15 years too old to play it. But that was just an energy thing. I certainly had all the notes and certainly could act it, but the energy it requires is pretty intense.
And you nailed them both.
Why, thank you.
An evening of songs, stories, and laughter unfolds as Michael Cortali presents Patti LuPone in the first Broadway at Noga concert series, with two performances, Monday, January 7th, 6:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. in Lupin Hall at Noga Riverfront, 2800 Charter Street. Ticket information at BroadwayNola.com. Inside the Arts for 89.9 WWNO. I'm Diane Mack.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light.